In the near future, we may be overrun by earthworms. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Oksana Chukrebti, assistant professor in the Department of Statistics at The Ohio State University, discusses the growth of these crawly critters.
Did you know that 11,000 years ago, there were no earthworms anywhere in the northern U.S. or Canada? They all died during the last ice age. So if you live in one of these places and you see an earthworm today, that worm came from someplace else far away, probably Europe. Its ancestors have been slowly moving north, generation after generation, for hundreds of years. A few years ago, this was all news to me too, but as a statistician, I get to confront a lot of interesting problems, like how fast one particular worm is spreading in Alberta, and how it's eating away the natural leaf cover and changing the soil, threatening the existence of other invertebrates in the forest. I talked to some biologists at the University of Alberta who were trying to track how the earthworms spread. It seems like the earthworm eggs get caught in people's tire treads as they travel in and out of the forest to hunt and fish. So even in areas that were free of invasive worms, new worms get added all the time. Tracking a population like that is really hard to do and involves a lot of uncertainty. We have to infer population dynamics based on the limited information we can get, and that's a good problem for statistical analysis. I use the technique to estimate both the rates of population spread and new introductions simultaneously. It turns out the worms spread faster than you might think. Right now, there are isolated pockets of worms that cover about 3% of the forest, and they expand their territory by about 52 feet a year. Our computer model forecasted that they will cover 39% of the forest floor by 2056. You can't stop an earthworm invasion once it starts, but you can slow it down, and it's our hope that we can increase awareness of the issue and encourage people to avoid introducing worms.
That was Oksana Chukrebti of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for The Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Without earthworms, how else would the soil keep clean?